Thank you, Allison, for that lovely introduction, and it's a great pleasure to be here. You know, when one says something like that, it's pure self-indulgence because nobody in front of you realizes what you're talking about, because they don't remember the other occasions when you've been there. But there have been many happy visits to Tucson going back to the 60s, and I remember them all fondly. And have a number of dear friends here that were formed that long ago. I want to do something tonight, and I don't know at all whether it works. You know, Allison has been telling you about the Folding Cliffs, and it's I want to read as much as I can to make sense of that story to you tonight. But it's the length of a novel. It's 300 pages, and obviously I'm not going to read. You needn't worry about that. I'm not going to read 300 pages, but I've been asked to read some earlier poems before I do the Folding Cliffs. So I'll start with a few, but only a very few earlier poems, and then go on to the Folding Cliffs. It's as Allison has told you, it's not even officially out yet, although what with publishing practices now, you don't know what that means. The pub date is October 13th, but there have been books in existence since the beginning of September. And but it is that recent. And it's obviously something that nobody quite expected, including me. But I want to start with a few earlier poems that I've been asked to read. And one of them is a poem called Yesterday. It goes back to an earlier book that's now been reprinted in a volume called Flower in Hand by Copper Canyon. Yesterday. My friend says, I was not a good son, you understand. I say, yes, I understand. He says, I did not go to see my parents very often, you know. And I say, yes, I know. Even when I was living in the same city, he says, maybe I would go there once a month or maybe even less. I say, oh, yes. He says, the last time I went to see my father, I say, the last time I saw my father. He says, the last time I saw my father, he was asking me about my life, how I was making out, and he went into the next room to get something to give me. Oh, I say, feeling again the cold of my father's hand the last time. He says, and my father turned in the doorway and saw me look at my wristwatch, and he said, you know, I would like you to stay and talk with me. Oh, yes, I say. But if you are busy, he said, I don't want you to feel that you have to just because I'm here. I say nothing. He says, my father said, maybe you have important work you are doing, or maybe you should be seeing somebody. I don't want to keep you. I look out the window. My friend is older than I am. He says, and I told my father it was so, and I got up and left him then, you know. Though there was nowhere I had to go, and nothing I had to do.